gentleman at the end, though. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I want more for our people. I expect more of our people. We're great people. We've overcome a lot. We've overcome slavery. We've overcome Jim Crow. We've overcome poverty. We've overcome a lot of things through sheer determination. And not talking about it is not a solution to getting out of this predicament. I will continue to bring these things up to, you know, force all of us in front of the mirror and take a good look at ourselves. I do it every day. How can I make this community safer? How can I make this community better? What more can I do? And I have to do more, and I should do more, and I'll continue to do more. But one thing that I will never stop doing is shying away from tough issues just because I might face some criticism or some people might not like it. I suppose if I didn't care, first of all, I wouldn't be on this show, number one. And I guess if I didn't care, I wouldn't speak out on these issues. But I care deeply. And if I don't care in the way that some people interpret it as such, well, you know, that's life. But I'm going to continue to move forward, and not everybody will always agree. That's not my intention, to get everybody to agree with me. It's here's my position, here's my thinking, and to walk you through my thought process. It's not to get you to agree. It's just to get you to see that, well, yeah, this guy is thinking, and I don't agree with it, but he's offering some interesting things. And, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If the way that I propose this program be redone, reformed, after 3 years, like it's been, don't forget, it's been going on since 1998. Mm-hmm. And we haven't taken a real solid look, I don't think. If after 3 years, and I think 3 years is a good benchmark, that's what the Department of Justice uses. If my recommendations turn out to be a failure, I'll say, hey, my stuff didn't work. But what I will say is not let's keep doing this and spending more money. I'll say, well, let's take some more ideas and see what we can do until we get this
right.
It's
10:51, and very quickly, we did kind of offer up the idea that maybe we could get an on-air session with yourself and the other side of this, and have both sides come together. And I heard you say that there's going to be, I guess, some decision-making process that's going to take place in September. Is that what I heard?
Yes, the budget hearings.
The budget hearings. And so do we need to wait until after the budget hearings, or do we need to have this meeting prior to that so that everybody can go to the table with maybe some fresh ideas and some new thoughts, and maybe even hearing from the community as well? What are your thoughts about this in terms of formulating another meeting where the community can be more involved versus just all these talking heads kind of going at each other?
Well, I encourage the people to get involved in the budget process. These are public hearings.
Absolutely.
Let me give that some thought as
give it some thought. We need you to get back
to
us, and maybe we can make some invite the other side to come.
We've already invited some folks who've been through the program to talk about what the experience has meant to them.
Yeah.
So we will be continuing this conversation. We absolutely will, and we absolutely appreciate all the time you spent with us this morning.
That's absolutely true, Sheriff. Thank you very much for tolerating me and all my commercial breaks that I had to put you through.
Come on, Cassandra, you know I love you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Sheriff David Clark.
He didn't say love me.
And I won't either. I'm honest.
That sounds like a man thing to me. Yeah, that sounds like all that testosterone. You know, we got to get out of here. We can't even talk any longer. Joe, we got to make way for TJ Live.
Absolutely do.
It's been an interesting morning.
Absolutely. And it's an important subject, and we are going to keep this conversation going. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have a conversation about Garvey Fest. If you don't already know, find out some stuff about Marcus Garvey that you may not have known. So we're going to be having that discussion tomorrow morning from 6:30 to 11 as usual on the Morning Magazine. Right now, stay tuned for TJ Live on 1290 WMCS, the talk of the town.
And I know that's supposed to be our final word, but Sheriff Clark, give out your phone number because people are calling wanting to talk to you. So how do people get in touch with you, Sheriff David Clark?
278-5015.
Give it out again.
278-5015.
Is there a website or email address?
The website is, go ahead, Kim.
mkesheriff.org. mkesheriff.org.
And one more time, the phone number.
278-5015. 278-5015.
Thank you.
Kim's my public information officer.
Thank you very much. Inside the pages of the Morning Magazine. Stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
The views and opinions expressed on the Morning Magazine
do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of 1290 WMCS, the talk of the town, or its advertisers.